Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
To the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show, gentlemen seated right next to me here in the big CRN broadcast studio, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Oh, get away from me. A little lower. The one and only Fred Dreyer.
Be careful.
All right.
Hey, we're on live broadcasting, ladies and gentlemen. And,
on tape.
Yes, we're on tape.
Final week of this, right? Then we go back to our live shows.
This is the last week that we're pre-taping.
Yes.
And we'll
go back to our regular
next
taping
week,
time.
We'll be here live. It'll be such a you won't believe the difference. You know, I sound so good live as
you
opposed
do.
To being taped.
Yeah, a little bit here. You and I were here dead on tape. It's like not as good.
So, geez.
How's your week going, by the way? Everything good? You seem like you're in a pretty good chipper mood. And a little
my week. You know what? You know what the irony of it all is?
What?
I'll tell the audience that I've been doing my neurofeedback with Dr. Christine Krause down in Costa Mesa.
Yep.
And I drive from Los Angeles all the way down to Costa Mesa. Three times,
beautiful time
two
of year.
Times a week,
beautiful time of year,
and so I'm and doing my my sessions with my brain mapping and all these things to discover over the last couple of years since I've last done these sessions, my brain has held up pretty darn good, and when I say that. Memory, cognition, you know, how fast your brain works is really one of the things you can tell that that when it's not working correctly or fast enough,
yes.
You know it's time to go into the shop and get a tune-up. So that's what I've been doing.
Concussion and therapy, right? This helps?
Yes. And this is exactly directly related to concussions and head trauma, PTSDs, as you will. And but it's been great for me. I continue to do it. My daughter was doing it, and she'll be back on the fix here. I think in the next year. Next year I'll be going in for another session right around January.
All right, so there you have it. That's his week. We got a lot of stuff to talk about: football, a lot of baseball. In fact, our roving baseball reporter Mike Gary is going to be here to give you an interesting observation of the game. So stay with us here. We'll take a break. Back with more. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer.
Hi everyone, Fred Dreyer here, reminding all of you to join me for a very special event coming your way Sunday, June 12th at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern. Meet me at galaxycon.com for a free question and answer session, then stick around for a one-on-one video chat with me. You and I can chat one-on-one, plus there are autographs and more. Sign up now at galaxycon.com. That's galaxycon.com, GALAXYCON.com. Remember, you can personally chat with me on Sunday, June 12th, but you have to sign up before the event. I want to talk with you. So head over to galaxycon.com and sign up today. It all takes place Sunday, June 12th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time with me, Fred Dreyer. Go to galaxycon.com and sign up now. See you Sunday the 12th at galaxycon.com.
Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Try all kinds of pills. Nothing seems to do the job. Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at Balance7.com. Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11+, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. That's 800-349-6855.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the man bumping shoulders with me here, the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer. And joining us here on the show, from some baseball field, I don't know where he is, Mike Geary is here on our audio remote file. Mike, can you hear us? Come in, please.
I am. Thank you so much for having me. Reporting live from the AAA team. I believe it's the Dodgers affiliates.
Is that where you are today?
Yes, known as the Gauchos.
The knothole gang.
Yes.
Very happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Fred.
Excellent show.
Background
thing.
Now,
thank you.
You were watching St. Louis play San Francisco this past week. It was a big series, and something strange happened in that game. Mike, fill in our audience and Fred here on this.
Yeah, two of the most, you know, just absolutely class organizations in baseball, the Cardinals and these hated San Francisco Giants. I was watching the game. It was quite interesting. The hated Cardinals were up 15-2. Going
that's
into the
a, that's
ninth
a
inning.
Nice handsome major.
Yeah, 15-2 was a big score. Let me tell you, this was late in the game, was it?
Late in the game, going into the ninth.
Oh, and the bullpen was up, huh?
The bullpen, and you know what they did? They did the old little
bringing their closer.
Yeah, the manager just tapped the arm.
Which arm? We can't see.
It was the right arm, but that right arm belonged to former Dodger and also Cardinal great Albert Pujols.
C.O. Albert.
Exactly. Ooh. And so everybody was shocked.
Give me a hug, Albert.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so he just kind of sauntered, you know, in the way he does with that husky boy body to the mound.
Yeah.
And I was just perplexed because I'm thinking, wait, this would be, if it was reverse, if this was, you know, a 15-2 Giants game, I can understand because possibly the Cardinals bullpen was completely blown out because of that high score.
Yeah.
Then I realized, though, this is quite interesting. And then I started, got on the old Twitter machine. And then I realized that Albert Pujols, I guess, requested to do this because, as many people expect, this will be his last year in professional baseball.
Farewell
it's
tour.
In his contract.
Yeah, farewell tour, that, right?
Quite possibly. And he wanted
so he's never pitched before.
Never pitched before, as far as I know. And he came to the mound to close the game.
Yes.
And so he was, he warmed up a little bit and he got in that stance and he was throwing some nice 48-mile-an-hour fastballs.
Lobbers.
He had a nice arc on it.
Just a very nice.
Very nice arc. He was working the trigonometry on that. And he managed to get the first batter out by, in contact in play.
So one batter, one out?
Exactly. And I'm like, this is going to be unbelievable. Mr. Pujols is going to maybe strike out the side.
A whole new career. He's going to be announcing at halftime.
Absolutely. Maybe he's going to go pitching cricket after this. But then he gave up two hits and then two home runs.
Back up. So he gets one out, two hits, then two home runs. So they scored.
Excuse me, I misspoke. I had the feed in my ear, but he actually walked one, two hits, and then followed by two home runs.
So did he give up a grand slam?
Not a grand slam. No, not a grand slam.
So
but
in the mix of those, a walk and two hits and two home runs, he gave up how many runs?
He gave up a total of four runs, making his earned run average, because he only pitched three innings, 66.6 is now his career earned run average.
Is that true?
So if he was expecting to, you know, have something real nice in a Baseball Reference, that's not going to work out for him. But my question for you, gentlemen, is that the Cardinals, you know, have long been known as kind of the custodians of the right way to play baseball. They are, you know,
it's true,
very ornery when it comes to, you know, playing outside the lines, or as I said, people having too much fun. And I'm wondering if the roles were reversed, if someone tried to pull this on the Cardinals, would they just start plunking people? I mean, this.
So you're saying you think it was an insult to the Giants for them to bring in Albert Pujols as a relief pitcher? Is that what you're saying?
I think if the shoe was on the other foot, the Cardinals would feel that way. Based on the way the body language of the Giants bench, they seem fine with it, because Albert Pujols is a very popular player, very popular in the clubhouse and around the league. But, you know, we always hear about these unwritten rules of baseball, and this seems like a pretty blatant violation where they bring in a player who has no business being on the mound.
Hold on a second here, because here's the thing.
It's a thumb in the eye.
I want to hear what you're saying. My thought is, I love it if I'm the Giants. This guy is going to give up three hits, or walk one and give up two hits and give up two home runs. I got a chance to hit a home run, so I'm not insulted. I got a chance to maybe get back in this game if they're stupid enough to put a guy that's going to lob him over. Now, what's your take on it? You think it is an insult to the Giants?
It's a thumb in the eye.
You think so?
For sure.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're getting drubbed.
Let me take this off.
You know, you're getting drubbed. The Cardinals are drubbing the hell out of the Giants.
Yeah.
And they bring in this guy that should not. Why don't you go out and get the peanut vendor?
I'd like that too, because I could hit a home run off that guy, hopefully.
Well, I
unless
mean,
it's the guy that knows how to throw fastball bags.
It's on how you look at it. If you're looking for a fight, this is a good premise for a fight.
Yeah, I got
if
you.
If you're not, then you just go to sleep and let Albert serve up gopher balls.
So the final score, Mike, was what was the final score in that game
15-6.
So they came back and scored four runs and it made it a little more interesting.
Well,
15-6.
I think the fans got what they wanted.
But imagine, let's say you are a degenerate gambler like I used to be, and maybe you...
Wait, hold on a second. What was that?
Let's say you had a little gambling problem.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, you like to play the ponies. You like to put a little action down on the baseball as well. And perhaps maybe at the beginning of the game or last night, you bet the under-over.
Oh.
Maybe at, let's say, 19.
That would be a problem.
Now, how would you feel if they bring in Albert Pujols to serve up, like you said, Fred, some meatballs that are going to go yard, and now all of a sudden you're down $42,000?
But then you got a gaming problem to the gamblers out there, and you shouldn't be gambling on that. That's why I'm glad you don't gamble anymore.
Well, you know,
but Fred, what's your thoughts here?
The real issue here is gambling is welcome in Major League sports.
Absolutely.
Completely welcome.
Yeah, certainly these days.
That's right. Yep. And for every person that's on the right side of that bet.
Yep.
There's a lot of people who are on the other side of it.
That's right.
So I say, all you gamblers out there who are sticking your neck out with you know, your wallet on a game like today, 15-6.
Yep.
You know, if you're if you don't like the outcome of it, or you're frightened that you know, the chances of the over and under are a threat to you, then you got to speak up and what you got there?
I'll throw a buck on anything here, so I'm going to throw a buck in there on what's the next game that you're gaming on there, gambler, Mike Gary?
Well, probably the F1 race is coming up this weekend.
And who do you have?
I got Verstappen not only qualifying. I think he's going to go with the Triple Crown. I think he's going to get the fastest lap, fastest qualifying lap, and win the race.
What about Hamilton? He seems to have dropped.
Hamilton has dropped precipitously. The Mercedes car isn't as good because of some regulatory rules in F1 right now.
Wait a minute. There's regulatory rules that were just...
What are you looking at, Fred? You keep staring off to the side of the screen.
I'm throwing you off.
It's a whole new season, a whole new ball game in F1. Now there's almost like what you call a salary cap, where constructors can only spend a certain amount of money on their cars. That's why Mercedes is so dominant for all those.
So they have a triple crown in car racing.
Indeed,
as well
they
as
do.
The Formula cars. It's good.
Yeah.
I thought that was only in horse
racing.
It's
a tight community, Mike.
It is. I didn't know about that.
It's also the fastest growing sport in the United States by viewership.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So, okay, getting back to baseball, if we can here for just a second. So, here's another thought process. Same game you're talking about, Mike Gary. Cardinals, Giants. You got Yadier Molina, the catcher. Great. I think this is maybe his final year. I don't know. But he's been had a great career, especially with the Cardinals. And you talk about stealing signs. So Gabe Kapler, the manager of San Francisco, has a runner on first in one of these games where the Giants were playing the Cardinals. And Molina is staring in the dugout. He's looking in there, looking off just like you were, Fred. And he sees Gabe hanging some kind of sign out over there. So he figures Jock Peterson's on first. This guy's at bat. They're going to do some kind of a hit and run play. They're going to send the runner. So he calls for a pitch out and nails Jock Peterson. Peterson doesn't even make second base. He gets chased all the way back to first.
Well, he's a little foggy anyway.
Well, but here's that's the deal. It's like it's okay to steal signs like that because if the manager's stupid enough to hang it out in front of the world, you just look at him.
Well, that's usually how you use your eyes when they say, wake up, use your eyes.
Yeah.
Isn't that also why you have, like, you know, dummy signs, too, to throw the other people off?
True. But this wasn't a dummy sign. He got it. And I bet my $1 and got another buck back from that. So it's all observation. That's what I wanted to bring up because you, Fred Dreyer, always talked about observation. I've seen the comments coming down on Freddie Freeman. What a great hitter this guy is now that I can watch him every day on the Dodgers. Ball's thrown to the outside part of the plate. He's batting from the left side of the plate. He just knocks it right into left field, just pops it right in there. He follows the baseball and knocks it in for hits and scores runs left and right.
Well, also, you have to keep in mind that as the year goes on, let's see who he influences in the lineup.
Exactly.
And if he doesn't influence anybody, you got a dumb team. Because if I'm on that team, you and I watch these games.
Yeah.
And we talk about these things. And if this guy is hitting baseballs when he wants into areas of the field, I'd like to know how he's doing that and what he's looking at.
We'll talk about it when we come back here in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our program. You've seen this guy playing football for the New York Giants. He was, for a breath there, he was on the New England Patriots. Said that guy, Brady, looked like he had some promise. And then he was, of course, with the Rams, the all-pro defensive end, and the acting legend from Hunter, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Now, listen, let me continue, because I think...
Let me set it up. Hold on a second. Just before the break, we talked about being observant, and Freddie Freeman, formerly of Atlanta, now on the Dodgers, getting compliments from the broadcast booth in the Dodgers. Oral Hershiser saying how delightful it is to watch him, because the ball comes in, it's away from him on the outside part of the plate, he just knocks it into left field, gets a base hit, knocks runs in. Poetic batter. If somebody puts the shift on, he's going to hit where there's a hole. Most batters don't. Observation is the key. You did it in football. Your thoughts, Fred Dreyer?
Well, to continue with Freddie Freeman, this is the reason that I was really surprised, even shocked to a degree, that Freddie Freeman would have been not been signed by Atlanta.
Exactly.
Of what he means, not only as an individual batter, but what he means as a batter sprinkled into that lineup that helps people ahead and below him. And I'm watching now to see how the Dodger batters are now welcoming him, his professionalism and how he approaches situations, and he's really intelligent hitter. He sees very well. He sees the field very well. He knows what he wants to do. He says his number one thing when he gets up there, I just want to push the ball into the left center field gap.
Right.
And so when he does that, he's going to get a double almost every freaking time. And now,
you're right.
The people on the Dodgers team who are in desperate need of mentoring at the plate, i.e. Cody Bellinger, it all depends on how he takes to observing his fellow teammates.
Exactly. And this can happen on any team. Whoever your favorite team is, watch them. It's like if you put that shift on, if you see everybody go to one field, why wouldn't you throw just a squib bunt or something down the line, down third base way, if they're shifting you over to right field, and get on base immediately?
Well, in this Dodgers series here this last couple of days, that did happen.
Somebody hit when the shift was on?
Yeah, Muncy.
Dropped a little, like a
Muncy. Muncy just bunted the ball down third base.
That's very smart.
Yeah, and it paid off.
Yeah.
So the issues are, is what kind of baseball, what kind of a team do you have? Do you have a smart team? Do you have a team that's just up there for themselves waiting to hit a baseball that comes close to the plate?
And you are the power of observation, and we've talked about this on this show before, but for new listeners out there, and maybe there's another story to share, you were always observant when you played football. For gosh sakes, during TV timeouts, when players were staring up into the stands, you said you were always watching body language and watching the coach on the opposite team and the quarterback, correct?
Yes, I had a lot of fun. One of the things that I miss is interacting game day in that fashion, is watching the sideline, the head coach, offensive coordinator. In those days, they were all standing next to one another on the sideline. And then when the quarterback would come over, they would argue their respective points. And I would watch as they came back, you know, onto the field, into the huddle.
Yep.
You know, just by being around it, how much how much time it takes to call, if you're a quarterback, a series of plays.
Yep.
You want to call a series of plays coming up. You want to call one play at a time. It depends. But if you're on the field and you're watching very carefully, watching body language, you're watching how the quarterback gets down on a knee, looks around the huddle, and makes the call. The call is dependent on what type of play it is. It takes longer to call a pass play than it does a running play.
Really?
Yes, and for the most part. And so once you kind of get the feel of
that. They're talking about a pass play.
And it's difficult to do if you don't do it all the time. It's part of your game plan when when the game starts and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to do that, but most of it is collecting information. That's what I was out there to do.
Body language,
collect
length
information.
Of talking. So let me ask you this: How accurate did you become when you were doing this kind of stuff? Were you pretty accurate? Five times out of ten, eight times out of ten, that you call the proper play?
Well, I'm calling. Here's how I did it. I mean, I talked to Jack Youngblood and Bruno Olsen and Jack Reynolds and all the other defensive guys about that because I was curious as to what my teammates were looking at and what are you seeing here on this play. And that's why they always say talk amongst yourselves to make sure that everybody's thinking the right way. And so when I see certain formations, I'd take a look at the offensive tackle in front of me. I'd find out where the tight end, what side of the field he's going to come out of the huddle on and line up on. Is he going to line up on my side or is he going to line up on the left inside where Jack Youngblood plays? Is he going to be blocking over there? Is the wide receiver who's the first one out of the huddle because he has the longest, he has to get in position so he can get up the field and get into his pass play. And so everybody has an order about how they leave the huddle. And you have to watch how each team, when it comes down, into situational football, as they call it, when it comes down to, here we are, we're ahead by 10 points, and they're breaking the huddle on our 33-yard line. And so what are the plays in my playbook that I prepare for when they are that close to our goal line?
Right.
And so you'd be surprised how you just take all this information, every play, all this information, and shake it out and see what you get. And I was pretty darn close most of the time of guessing if it's pass or run. If it's run, then I break it down according to down and distance, yardage on the field, who's in the game, where the tight end is, how far back, depending on what formation it is, how far back off the line of scrimmage is the guards and the tackles. You'd be surprised how much they don't care if they're tipping it off as long as they get to pull and get out into space and to block for the ball carrier. And if I know how all of that works, and I do because I work with offensive linemen every single day for 25 years, and so you understand that there's a pentameter, there is a timing that the offense is seeking and wants to get into. When you play good teams, they know you're clocking them. I played against the Steelers and the 49ers and all these good running teams. They knew what I was doing.
Very, that is pretty interesting, and it's the power of observation, and it's the power of doing it every day. But I'm surprised that a lot of players, we talked baseball just a little earlier here, and football, don't take that time to observe and see what's going on and give themselves that little extra edge, that little mental edge of the game. That makes to me a great player.
Yeah, that's right.
A Freddie Freeman, a Fred Dreyer.
That's right. Well, once you realize that the benefits all come back to you and your team, certainly, but it all comes back to you, then you start to realize, now I'm a professional football player. I'm not just some guy in a uniform getting a salary. That qualifies you as a professional, supposedly. You cash a check, it's great. But what are you doing? What is it that you're doing that makes the difference? And these are the things when you pay attention like that, when you collect information, you come off the field or you the next day in film sessions, the teacher, the coach, would say, what were you looking at on that play? Because that's a great play.
We were talking in baseball. You watch some guy get knocked down, get back up again, watching a game. And the whole idea is the observation of what's going on in the game. And we talked about Yadier Molina checking out some, checking out the signs and that kind of thing. That's an added advantage that you have in a game by being aware and seeing what's going on. They put the shift on, you're going to hit it where they ain't, so to speak. And that's kind of a key.
Yeah, we play games right toward the end of the end of the year, we play teams that aren't so good,
right.
a little sloppy, but we would play teams like New Orleans, and we had real good days against them because of these things. The benefit that you get is just tremendous, and it's one of the most rewarding things that I never thought that is the type of thing that I would really cherish, is my ability to decipher these types of things.
Yeah, and when we come back, we'll talk about you never wanting to come out of a game. Even with injuries, you kept on playing it. So more here on the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn. That's the one and only Fred Dreyer. Email Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, Fred Dreyer at CRN, Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA Now. Now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with yourcreditpulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. YourCreditPulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. So, get in the good credit game at YourCreditPulse.com.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends?
Staples has you covered with stylish and functional home office furniture and decor curated by Staples Work From Home Style Squad. And now, enter the Staples Find Your Work From Home Style sweepstakes to win a home office makeover. Explore solutions for your workspace at Staples. See staplesconnect.com/findyourwfhstyle for rules and details. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. N67.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to call 559-321-6701 or visit teamavenuebaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, teamavenuebaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. Call 559-321-6701 now.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, just to touch on what we were talking about a little bit before, injury-wise, the players, you know, they seem they go down, they get a little ball that hits them on their ankle, managers out, coaching staff is out to check it out. You said you never wanted to come out of the game. I think you said you'd have to cut your leg off to take you out of the game when you were playing football, correct?
Well, there are certain instances when you have to tell people you know more about your injury than they do.
Really?
And then you have to take charge and say, get me off the field and let me get me over to the sideline so I can, you know, I can figure out what the hell's wrong with me. And then there's the other thing that we're you know, you say, yeah, I'm fine. Just give me a minute here. And if you get hit, I had a helmet land on my shin. I thought I broke my leg until the stinging went away.
Wow.
And then I realized I'm okay, but I wound up with I knew that I was going to wind up with a huge bruise and I might miss a practice or so. So what I did is I immediately stacked ice around my leg on the sideline after we went off the field, and I just did everything possible not to give in to the truthful rigors of the sport. And I'm like anybody else. I have common sense, but I know what my limits are and what my goals are. This is my job. This is my spot. This is what I do. And I'm doing it until I decide not to.
Pretty interesting. And you broke, what, two fingers, three fingers against some guy's helmet in Minnesota one time?
Yeah, we were playing the Vikings in a playoff game. And it was like about 10 below. And in a pile up, I got a hold of Chuck Foreman's head in my right hand, and I was wrestling him to the ground, and up from the backfield, defensive backfield, came Billy Simpson and our safety, and he hit Chuck Foreman right in the head with his helmet. But the only thing was my hand was in between the two helmets.
Ugh.
And it broke one of my fingers. And I didn't know at the time because it was so cold. But I looked at my hand. It was just, honestly, it was like a Warner Brothers cartoon, you know, where, you know, you get hit, and the character gets hit, and he holds his hand up, and right in front of everybody, the finger doubled in size. I just looked at it.
That's good.
I just looked at it, and I wrapped it. I put snow around it.
Boing, boing, boing.
I put snow around it, and I taped it to each finger, and I went back.
Played the game. All right, you want to follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Now, we got a big event coming up, another one of your,
yes,
a bigger and better meet and greet than the one you did last year or whatever. This one's really going to be incredible, and it's a day with Fred Dreyer. It's Sunday, June 12th, am I correct?
That's correct.
And it starts at 11 o'clock Pacific Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. East Coast time. And this is going to be a big event where there's a free get-together. You can listen to Fred. He'll be interviewed. And then after that, there's one-on-one sessions where you can talk directly to Fred. You can get autographs and a whole lot more. You're excited about this one, aren't you?
This is a good one. This is being done. It's being put together very nicely. You know, a lot of these things are tough sometimes because of the technological failings and what have you. But I'm excited by this because it's a great company, GalaxyCon, and we're making some friends over there, and we're going to host, I think, a lineup of a great Fred Dreyer fans, Hunter fans, Ram, Giant fans, everything. We talk about everything, and it's a great way to
talk about your days on the Giants. That'd be pretty good. Get into the beginning, Fred Dreyer, the early years, as they call it. You should write the book. And so this will be coming up June 12th. You go to galaxycon.com to sign up, get information, whatever you need. Galaxycon.com, all one word, galaxycon.com. And they do a lot of great events with super celebs just like Fred Dreyer. So check it out at galaxycon.com.
Yeah, please do the 12th. That's
June 12th.
Sunday. 12th, June. 11 a.m.
Pacific time, 2 o'clock Eastern.
2 o'clock Eastern.
Now, we got some fan mail coming in here. They have people email you at freddreyer@crntalk.com. freddreyer@crntalk.com. And this first picture here, again, our historian here, our Pamela, she is finds a lot of photos, and she found some of the stunts that you, Fred Dreyer, had to do in your role as on the series Hunter. And you seem to have to pick yourself up off the ground quite often. She said all your years of playing football made it easy for you. Most other actors would never have been able to do scenes like that. You were incredible. It's one of the reasons fans still love Hunter, and they get comments about this all the time. So describe, if you can, we got a picture up here of you, Fred Dreyer. It looks like you're in a driveway or a street of some kind, and you're almost on your stomach, but you're holding yourself up by your two hands, trying to pull yourself up. Did you get thrown from a car in this photo, or what happened?
I think it's something where I'm in the car, and then I jump out and I roll over, and I'm in this shot here is where they can catch me rolling over. It looks to me as though the decorations, the cypress trees on the side, looks like a driveway.
It looks like a driveway.
It's not a road because it's not that way.
Wait a second. That's my house.
I knew someone lived there.
Dude, I forgot.
It's a good likeness. You know.
Yeah, that is a good one. There, it's a good likeness. And did you do your own stunt on this one?
You can see I have.
Yeah, it looks like
The thing about doing the stunts is, you know, you want to have, you know, they say you're an artist, you know, and in this is you're making a film, you're giving people an image of reality, and you try your best to always say to the director, I'm going to do this stunt. Because that tells him what cameras and what lenses to use. If he has to use the double, Russell Solberg was my double, who's very good.
Right.
But if you have to use a double, then he has to shoot it further away.
Got it.
You know, so I can help him.
Yeah, you're up close on this.
I can help him get the shots he wants if I do the stunts.
We'll post these all up at loungeondemand.com. That's our website, sportsloungeondemand.com. Or you can go to crntalk.com and hit the sports lounge and go right to the site. Now, we got another a photograph here, if we can. And this one, it looks like you got, once again, you're sort of in that position where you're sort of on your back haunches there. You got your front hands out. You're holding a gun in your right hand, and you're starting to come up. It looks like you might have been dumped out of a car again, and you're coming up shooting here. Is that true?
I think this just reminds me of I was in the road, and an oncoming bad guy
Yeah.
He's trying to run me over, and I rolled over.
So you roll over next to the oak tree here.
And then get ready to shoot at him when he drives away.
That's pretty good. So this was a pretty good shot of that. That's good action. Yeah. Good action photo there for you. Now, we got another shot here, and this one looks like you're holding your head here. Now, was there some sort of injury on this? This definitely, you're on the roadway, and it looks like you're in a two-lane highway. You can see the paving with the line payment there.
Yep.
And were you, again, dumped from a vehicle, it looks like, or are you just waking up?
Anytime you see me in the road,
I think groggy.
There has to be a car involved somewhere.
Somehow. And was this your big vehicle that you, the one that everybody wants to drive? What was that car you drove? Was that a Dodge?
Yeah, it's my Dodge Satellite.
Yeah.
It could be.
Could be.
Although we don't see it.
Got a checkered shirt on and gray jacket. We're going to post these all up again at loungeondemand.com. You can see it. We'll probably talk about some of these with your big GalaxyCon.com
that's right.
event coming up on the 12th. No, now, here's a picture, and this one looks quite provocative. Not only are you stretched out on the roadway, once again, your favorite position. You're on your stomach, but you're raising yourself up, this time not by your front hands, by your elbows, and next to you.
Who's that?
There's some beautiful-looking woman here. Did she get tossed from the car as well, too?
I drug her out. As I was falling out, I pulled her out. Again, in the highway. I don't know.
Stephanie Kramer right there on the roadway. This, it looks like a well-kept street, too. Must not have been in Los Angeles. There's not enough potholes.
I don't see any graffiti on it.
Fred Dreyer and Stephanie Kramer. Now, did she do that? Obviously, she did her own stunt work here, Stephanie, Ms. Kramer. Is that correct?
I don't know. Well, it might have been where they cut, and then she came in, and I doubt if Stephanie's going to fall out of a car. So she's probably this was right after they said cut, and then they went in to get the close-ups on the primary players, and the other one was the female stunt lady got out and replaced by Stephanie. Stephanie's off to the side watching what happens so she can imitate what the stunt lady did.
I gotcha. I see what you're saying. Now, also, we have here a picture of you. This time, now you're up on the kind of all fours right now. You're on your knees and your hands. It looks like you got some kind of a heavier jacket on, and it looks like there's some kind of fire burning in the
background.
Oh,
you know what this was?
What was this one?
This was shot in the valley.
Yep.
This was a car jump.
Oh, and you're out jumping out of the car,
no,
supposedly?
This was a car jump, and we jumped over, and the thing landed. And it skidded off into a construction site, and I rolled out of the car before it blew up.
So that's what I'm saying. You rolled out of the car, right?
Yeah.
Then you got away. Otherwise, the series would be over.
This is a lot of action stuff here.
A lot of action photos. And thank you, Pamela, for sending these out. And finally,
yeah, very good.
We have this one.
Good.
Now you're flat on your stomach, and you've got, boy, you are ready to jump up. Look at how athletic you are with those toes, ready to leap up.
I'm on my toes, as they say.
You're on your toes, lying on the ground, and you got your gun, once again, in your right hand, ready to take a shot at somebody. You're ready to go. You pull that out, and you're ready to make a shot.
Well, this was, I was chasing someone through a small civilian airport.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can see the chapa in the background. Can you?
Was Arnold Schwarzenegger in this one?
Yeah, Arnold was
the
pilot.
He
was the pilot. He would duck your head, Hunter. Get into the chopper.
Get into the chopper.
So there it is. So I ran around the corner. And the guy that I'm shooting at had set up behind, you know, another airplane of some sort, and I had to drop to the ground to keep from getting shot.
But, very good.
But I did shoot him.
You did shoot him? That's good.
Well, you have to.
We're reliving these moments here. Thanks to Pam for sending these in.
We have
more emails coming up. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We'll get to your questions. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. We're going to take a little break, come back with more here. Final segment coming up, by the way. And we got a couple of other items to talk about, too. So, good stuff there, Fred. We had the good pictures there. I'm really enjoying
those. Will be good. And these are the types of things. They're teasers.
Yes.
For our show.
GalaxyCon.com on June 12th, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern. Take a break. Come back with more. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer.
Here's Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. Star of our program is Fred Dreher. A couple of quick items here for you. We got some emails here. Waldeline said, "Hi, I'm your fan. I love Hunter, the series where you work with Stephanie Kramer," and she said, "I love you."
Oh, thank you.
And then Cynthia said, "They do not make shows like Hunter these days. I do enjoy watching all the repeats. Fred Dreher has always been my movie star crush. Silly and innocent," in parentheses for you.
Well, you know something? One of the things you get from doing a show like this, once it becomes ingrained in the American vocabulary,
yes,
is you don't know who it's going to touch and how it's going to affect people.
True.
And you find that stuff out as you get older.
Yeah, that's very true. Now, this weekend, or I guess this last weekend, Tom Brady was out in New York, and he decided he was going to go for a bike ride in New York City. And apparently his fans said their jaws were dropping. Here's Tom Brady, recently signed his contract. $375 million contract with Fox once he gets through playing. He's got his playing contract. He's already got himself signed up to do commentary on football games. And he's in New York City riding a bike, and he doesn't have a helmet on.
Oh, no.
It scolded him. said that.
Naughty Tom, Naughty Tom. Yeah. They were chanting it, weren't they? Naughty Tom.
You should
Naughty
wear
Tom.
A helmet. You should.
Well, I mean.
And finally, in the USFL, they say they got a Jeff Fisher rule. You know, he's the former coach of the St. Louis and Los Angeles Rams. And the rules state he wanted to, Jeff, the former Tennessee Titans and St. Louis Rams coach, he's coaching the Panthers, Michigan Panther. He called a timeout because he wanted to change from a one-point attempt following a touchdown to a two-point try.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, and they said, well, you can. And he said, well, you know, maybe we should think about that. And they ran it up a vote, and next play they did it.
Why couldn't they do it?
They changed the rules right there because they had a rule against that or not a rule there.
Yeah, but I know, but it's stupid.
Yeah.
Why can't you go for anything that you want, one or two?
Yeah, change your mind. And so this is the new Jeff Fisher rule.
Oh, gee, all right. So
he's
going down as an all-time soothsayer of rule making.
Exactly, he's good. Yeah. Hey, don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer, and Fred Dreyer @CRNTalk.com. We'll see him next week, huh, Fred?
Get into the chopper!